years after pleading guilty to mishandling national security information. BBC News.
With Tom Sanders. Coming up later tonight, from West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys to Africa by Toto. We're weaving through a musical journey at 7.15 with Add to Playlist. Then a live political debate from Sheffield High School for Girls. Alex Forsyth will be bringing us any questions at 8 o'clock.
How united is the population of the United Kingdom?
I've wanted to be different, not be defined by what I read in the newspaper about where I live. It's about breaking a cycle.
I'm Evan Davis, and as part of Radio 4's look at social cohesion, I've been travelling around the UK to find out whether we are as divided as people fear and how much it matters.
If you can't help your neighbours, you're not much of a neighbour. My door is open, my girls' doors are open, and my house is always full.
Common Ground with me, Evan Davis, starts on Monday morning at 9. To listen on your smart speaker, just say play Radio 4.
Now on Radio 4, the Dead Ringers team are ramping up the temperate of the week's news.
Harry Kane, a disappointing 0-0 draw with Ghana. That was a dour 90-minute slog.
Yeah, I know, because we had a plan. We stuck with it, and we gave the fans back home what they wanted.
Gave the fans back home what they wanted. Harry, England were flat, uninspiring, ponderous and boring.
Yeah, you know, that was for everyone back home sweltering in this 40-degree heatwave. The entire country's finding it impossible to sleep, but half an hour watching England versus Ghana... and then nodding off in no time, you know. It's a dream come true, really,
Dead Ringers.
The question my party is asking now is whether I am best placed to lead us into the next general election. I have heard the answer of my parliamentary party to that question, and I accept that answer with good grace.
OK, Keir, I now need you to write down the name of who you think is a traitor.
Sorry, Claudia. I'm struggling. I'm looking around and all I see are traitors. There's Andy.
Look, Keir, it's nothing personal, mate, but I had to vote for yourself to leave. Sorry.
I know. You played an amazing game. And as for you, Wes, I have been 100% faithful to you the whole way through, Keir. Yeah, he's definitely a traitor.
To be fair, Keir, you've done some quite traitory things to a lot of us.
Well, Angela, I have to say, you didn't do very well in the housing challenge.
I need to push you for a name, Sir Keir.
You know what? I'm putting down myself. I mean, I did let everyone down in the don't appoint an associate of an international sex trafficker to a high-security government post challenge.
OK, Keir, this means you have received the most votes and are now banished. Before you go, please reveal your true identity.
Well, what a journey it's been. I've given it my best shot, and I made some amazing memories. Remember when I got all those free gifts and made all those U-turns? But I'm proud to say that I am, and always have been, since the very beginning, a son of a toolmaker.
Hello there, I'm Gary Lineker, and welcome to The Rest Is Football. If Netflix had VAR, they'd reverse their decision to give us 30 million quid for this. So it's been a disappointing few days. Scotland's hopes are hanging by a thread after they lost to Brazil, and before that, there was England's frustrating 0-0 draw against Ghana. I'm once again joined by England manager Thomas Tuchel.
Hello, Gary.
So, Thomas, what was the main problem? A lack of legs in midfield?
No, Gary. He counted two on Rice, two on Anderson, and two on Bellingham. Exactly the right amount of legs. Then I substituted off Bellingham, two legs off, and brought on Rogers, two legs on. The legs added up to the correct number of legs at all times.
But the Garner team, they really parked the bus, didn't they?
No, Gary. The coach driver parks the bus. The Ghanaian players would not be allowed to drive the bus without the proper PSV license and accreditation.
Right, well, good luck against Panama, Thomas, and don't forget, the whole country's behind you.
No, Gary. I am currently facing in a southeasterly direction, which means the whole of England, I believe, is to my left and slightly in front of me. I could, I suppose, try at all times to face away from England so that the whole country was indeed behind me. However, that strikes me as highly inefficient. But then again...
You are German.
Precisely, Gary.
Hello and welcome to Times Radio. I'm Andrew Neil. The roll of Andrex you dropped in the toilet and didn't fish out quickly enough. I'm here with prospective Prime Minister Andy Burnham.
And a good old in touch with the people of the North to you. Hello, Andrew, our kid.
Yeah, well, pack it in. Come on, we all know you went to Cambridge, sonny. So you want to rule this country? It's a tough job. Are you prepared for it? What's your strategy?
Well, I have a great strategy. I have a five-point plan, Andrew.
Well, that's good to know. Are you going to let us in on it?
Of course. Firstly, I become Prime Minister.
And?
I'm not sure I follow.
That doesn't sound much like a five-point plan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I misspoke. I didn't mean five-point plan. I meant five-word plan. And the words are, firstly...
Okay.
I...
Yes?
...become...
I get the idea.
Prime...
Way ahead of you.
...minister.
Well, that's put my mind to rest.
Wait, I've thought of another word.
What's that?
Buses.
So you don't know what you're doing?
Well, I don't want to get into specifics, but no. One thing I will do is appoint a person of some description into the post of Foreign Secretary, where I will put them in charge of foreign. And I will also do this with other important things like money and other important things like buses. Because everything is on the table, or a timetable, just to say a bus would have a timetable.
Why are you so obsessed with buses?
Because buses are the only achievement I can point to in the last decade. That and selfies.
Okay, well, now a little bird tells me perhaps some old Labour characters could come back, like David Miliband. If you're considering old faces, I think I know a name that would play very well with the British public.
Like who?
Oh, you know who I mean.
I don't.
You do.
You've lost me.
Come on, surely you've guessed.
Just tell me who it is.
Diane Abbott!
Do I look soft in the head?
Oh, blast. I thought if she had a job, she'd stop following me round like her out of Baby Reindeer.
Andrew. As if I would be doing that.
Shut up, losers. It's the Donald rambling away at you until you leave or I fall asleep again. In recent months, our troops have done an incredible job battling evil. Evil. But no deal has been reached. The vital waterway remains out of action. Yes, the Washington reflecting pool is still closed. As my war on the algae enters its second month. I have erected a fence around the reflecting pool at a modest cost of $300 billion. But this is just one step, step one of Operation Epic Fungi. Reopen the waterway. And to those loser Democrats who say it was the Donald who destroyed the reflecting pool with a botched renovation job, I remind them that once the Donald has bombed every last bit of stinking, slimy sludge out of that reflecting pool to smithereens, I will have delivered on yet another of my campaign promises to drain the swamp.
You're watching Sky TV. You may have seen this week that Nicola Sturgeon is to take part in a new reality TV thriller called The War Game. And that's not the only new TV show she's making for us.
Look, what I would say is hello and welcome to Oblivious, the game show where contestants can win a huge array of luxury domestic goods as long as they don't notice them. I can't think why they asked me to host. Now, our first contestant is Maureen from Fife.
Hi, Nicola.
OK, Maureen, you sit yourself down there in front of the conveyor belt and let's see how many of these items you can be oblivious to.
A set of La Creuset Mickey Mouse ramekins, priced £39. A Karcher K7 pressure washer, priced £470. A Miele CM6300 coffee machine, priced £1,299. A Beatles special edition fountain pen and rollerball, priced £1,475. And a cuddly toy.
OK, Maureen, how many of the items you just saw with your own eyes did you actually notice?
Well, Nicola, I can't say I noticed any of them because I don't spend much time in the kitchen. Plus, me and my husband both earn high salaries, so stuff like that's perfectly normal as far as I'm concerned.
Maureen, no one believes a word of what you just said, but that doesn't matter on this show, so the items are yours to keep. Congratulations!
Oh, yes!
Time now to play for tonight's star prize.
Yes, it's this beautiful camper van.
Oh, that looks lovely.
And that means you've noticed it and so you've lost.
Oh.
And your husband's going to prison. Join me next time for more incredible feats of blindness on Oblivious. Bye-bye.
That was a classic. That was Glenn Frey with The Heat Is On. And yes, we are all frying as the heat is most definitely on. Now, having promised supporters he'd be a candidate for Labour leader, the former health secretary shocked Westminster this week by backing Andy Burnham. Moon-faced boy man Wes Streeting joins me now.
Yes, to answer that point, I did briefly consider fighting for the leadership, but then my team reminded me that I am the living embodiment of a customer feedback form.
Isn't the truth here that Burnham offered you a plum job to buy you off? Surely a Machiavellian deal your mentor would be proud of.
Mentor?
Oh, come on, don't play the innocent with me. He's been at your side every step of the way as you entered politics.
I'm completely at a loss as to who you're talking about, Jeremy.
I'm talking about the Prince of Darkness, of course.
Oh, him. Yes, he is my mentor.
So you're finally admitting how close you and Peter Mandelson really are.
Peter Mandelson? No, I'm talking about my mentor, the actual Prince of Darkness, the devil. Sold my soul to him when I was 19. Why do you think I don't age and I'm such a backstabbing little shit?
Wes Streeting, thank you.
By the way, surely you've noticed by now that I look a bit like the inflatable pilot from Airplane?
Everybody has. Let's go back to the 80s again. Here's Big Country on Radio 2.
BBC Sounds.
Hello, I'm Chris Mason, and joining me in the newscast studio is the Leader of the Opposition, Kemi Badenoch.
Hello, Chris. May your cormorants be well greased for the solstice.
Thank you. You've been quite aggressive of late. You called Bridget Phillipson, the Education Secretary, a spiteful class warrior.
That is indeed so. You see, I have transmogrified from being a low-energy weirdo to a low-energy weirdo with a mojo to a low-energy weirdo with aggro. I am now using my position to flow that aggro at those that displease me. Would you like to feel the rough side of my tongue?
Not especially.
Because I keep my tongue here in my Wellington boot. As you can see, it is a tongue of an otter.
Seems rather cruel.
It is not, because it is still attached to the otter.
So, where has all this newfound aggression come from?
I was greatly buoyed by the result of the Aberdeen South by-election because I have huge affinity with the peepholes of Scotland.
The people of Scotland? Hang on, did you say peepholes?
Oh, yes, I carry one with me at all times to peep through. Here it is.
Is that...
A hole I've drilled in a haggis, yes. I can see you through it, Chris, and I can also see a future for the Conservative Party in which we are still nowhere near power.
Kemi Badenoch, thank you.
My bra is a set of bagpipes.
The train for Ketchworth is now arriving at Platform 3.
Oh, Laura, forgive me.
Forgive you for what?
For everything.
This summer, the beloved masterpiece Brief Encounter returns to our screens.
For meeting you in the first place. For taking that piece of grit out of your eye. For bringing you so much misery.
I'll forgive you if you forgive me.
All aboard!
I must go, darling. But before I do, I must take this final chance to tell you, with all my heart and soul, that I...
Yes?
That I...
Yes?
There will now be a 3-minute hydration break.
But dash it all, I'm not dehydrated. I've just had a cup of tea. So where were we? Oh, bugger, he's gone. Damn you, FIFA-mandated hydration break. Damn you to hell!
This is it, Sue. This is it.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4's Intrigue to Catch a King, the hit investigative podcast which runs the full gamut from dangerous and dramatic to dramatic and dangerous. I'm Sue Mitchell. I'm a reporter, and my friend Rob Laurie is ex-army.
Trained me to speak in a whisper all the time.
Because of the danger. This week our trail has led us somewhere that isn't a pitch black forest for once. That's right, we're on a beach.
Code red, Sue, code red!
Rob is ex-army. It's called a red weather warning, Rob, because we're on a beach and it is very, very hot.
Don't move, Sue, we've got to stop right now.
Rob, his ex-army, has identified a critical threat. What is it, Rob?
You can't hear our footsteps on sand.
This is bad news. Without the sound of our footsteps, we can't imply danger. There's only one thing for it. We have to stop the podcast and start it again at a shingle beach. That's much better. And after just a few hours walking in circles, Rob finally finds some danger.
Cover me, Sue!
Rob has forgotten to put on suntan lotion. He left it in the hire car, Rob is ex-army.
We're very exposed here.
Put your shirt on, Rob.
Sue! Sue!
Suddenly, because of editing, Rob has made contact with his contact.
Sue! I've received the package.
Rob has got a calippo.
Sue, we have to be careful.
Because of the danger.
I've been hurt, Sue! Hurt!
Rob has eaten his calippo too fast and has an ice cream headache. Rob is ex-army.
Still it hurts, Sue. It hurts my forehead. About mission!
Everything about this hot beach is dangerous because of the danger. Join us next time.
Back in the safety of the pitch black forest.
Because of the danger.
On to catch each stroke.
Rob is ex-army.
BBC
You're watching Sky News with me, Beth Rigby, live from outside 10 Downing Street, where just a few minutes ago, the Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced his resignation. And one of those watching on was the Deputy Prime Minister, David Lammy. He joins me now.
Good morning, Beth. David, it's your inner monologue here. Just popping in for what could be one of your last important interviews ever.
Now we're going to get a new Prime Minister, presumably Andy Burnham.
Look, the Labour Party has...
David, I just had a crazy thought.
Look,
but actually, I think it's rather a brilliant thought.
Let's just see what happens.
You could announce your candidacy right now on live television. Go on, David.
Look, just don't rush me, OK?
I don't think I was rushing you.
Sorry, no. What I was trying to say was perhaps I myself will decide to throw my hat.
This is your moment. Carpe, David.
To throw my hat...
Yes?
...in the bin.
Why would you throw your hat in the bin?
Sorry, what I meant was perhaps now is the moment...
Go on!
...to throw my keys in the bowl.
For Lammy's sake!
Right, well, I think we'll have to leave it there, David. Lammy, thank you.
Oh, David. Once a Lammy, always a Lammy.
No, let me speak. Truth be told, Makerfield was a wake-up call for my party, and that means it's time for Nige to up his game. We're going in harder, faster, stronger, Enoch Powellier. And that's why I'm unveiling our new policies. I'm going in hot. Not in a foreign curry way, of course. But from now on, I'm going after this lot. So, if this is you, you best be looking over your shoulder. Anyone who has a continental quilt. Anyone who knows what the hell tahini is. People who own more than one type of vinegar. It's malt or you're going in the camps, Jean-Pierre. Anyone who uses more than two spices. It's salt and pepper, and make sure the pepper is white. None of your black rubbish. Rice cookers. I don't think so, Mr. Chinaman. Burn it to the bottom of the pan like the rest of us. And while we're at it, people who think rice needs washing. It's rice, mate, not a bloody Labrador. Laundress. Clothes don't need laundering. It's a T-shirt, not millions in unmarked rubles. Anyone who went on a gap year. I'll tell you what, if you left the country for more than a fortnight, you're an Indian. That's the Britain I want. That's the Britain I'll give you. I'm going after them all. Anyone who eats, drinks, or sounds foreign. Anyone with a foreign surname. And a... Hold up, hang on a mo. Wait, Farage. Sounds a bit French. Oh no, I'm sending myself to a work camp. Oh, actually, hang on, this is brilliant. It's about time I was shown I can't get away with a foreign surname. I disgust myself. Take me away. I demand it. Sponging foreign me, coming over here and taking my job.
You're listening to Today. Coming up later, Thought for the Day. And here's mine. Why can't we axe the God-botherers and keep the world tonight? There's growing disquiet in the Labour Party after Wes Streeting pulled out of a leadership contest to back Andy Burnham in a reverse coronation Streeting. And despite Darren Jones saying he won't stand, many Labour figures are still hoping someone will emerge in the next few days to challenge Andy Burnham, however unlikely a contender they might seem.
I know! Prayers answered, Nick. Busy Lizzie has entered the contest. Consider the gauntlet thrown down, Truster style.
Liz Truss, but why? A sentence I could have said many times down the years.
Why do you
think, because you said the word coronation. And as everyone knows, the only reason we had the last coronation of King Charles was down to yours truly. There wouldn't have been any coronation at all if the Lizmeister hadn't killed the Queen.
But you're not even an MP.
Neither was Andy B until last week. But look, I've been everything from a deranged Lib Dem to a deranged Tory over the years. So who's to say Liz the Riz can't also be a deranged socialist? And besides, all this talk of Keir Starmer being Britain's worst prime minister makes me very cross about people's short memories. How quickly they forget me and Kwasi's mini-budget made of nothing but swarfiga and pins.
Do you really think you're cut out to be the next Labour leader?
Well, I'm an egomaniac with zero policies who demands that everyone looks at me all the time. Duh!
Well, actually, that does sound like what they're looking for.
Exactamundo, Nick. Everyone loves the fizzy Lizzy. I'm going to be the next great Labour Prime Minister in the tradition of Ronald McDonald.
Ramsay McDonald, you mean?
You have your political heroes, Nick. I have mine.
You're listening to Front Row on Radio 4. I'm Samira Ahmed. After the news that Disney is to end the West End run of the stage musical version of Hercules, producers have announced plans to bring it back with a new lead character. We can speak to him now.
Good evening, Samira.
Sir Keir Starmer is not who I was expecting at all.
Yeah, and I just couldn't understand how something that should have run and run could be cut off in its prime. I'm delighted to be stepping into the breach. Hit it! Bless my soul, Keir was on a roll, smashing Rishi's party up in every single poll. Bong, Big Ben, Keir's in number 10, with Lammy, Reeves and Rayner as my gang of merry men. Freezing the aged, what a brilliant move. Rob the disabled, now I'm in the groove. Losing the locals, don't you fear, watch my majority disappear. Now, when I became leader, I knew I had to get real. Our party was divided, it was my job to heal. I had to do it quickly, with no ifs or buts. So I healed us by booting Jezza Corbyn in the nuts. I won a massive mandate, and I proved my worth by breaking every promise that I've made since birth. Performing as many U-turns as the day is long, and sacking McSweeney when things went wrong. And who'd have thought it wouldn't be a great idea to hire Epstein's bestie? But let's be clear, I knew nothing about Mandy. Well, I did. But you see, I wasn't told. Or was I? It's a mystery to me. So bless my soul, now the bell doth toll. Nothing left for me to do but sign on for the dole. Wins are scarce, you've really got to earn them. That's of course unless your name is Andy Bloody Burnham. What should I do now? What is the norm? How can I steer myself through this storm? I'll sod it, I think I'll just join reform. Watch me resign as I fight back tears. Cause I've gone hero to zero in just 2 years. Yeah, hero to zero in just 2 years.
Dead Ringers was performed by John Colshaw, Jan Ravens, Lewis McLeod, Jess Robinson and Duncan Wisby. It was written by Nev Fountain and Tom Jameson, Lawrence Howard, Sophie Dixon, John Holmes, Tom Coles, with additional material by Angela Channel, Ali Panting, Adele Cliff, Cooper Mahwini Swert, Duncan Wisby. Dead Ringers is a BBC Studios production for Radio 4. It was created by Bill Dare, and the producer is John Holmes.
After the news, we're off to Ambridge, where Adam is presented with shocking options in the Arches.
Imagine a morning that takes you somewhere new.
Welcome to Radio 3 Breakfast.
Where you journey into nature. Through sweeping cinematic landscapes. And distant, unknown worlds. Every morning should feel like this. Adventures in classical music. BBC Radio 3 Breakfast. Just ask your smart speaker.